You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis, founder and chief automation officer of Automation Bridge, the place online to learn about small business marketing and sales automation, where we focus on turning digital marketing professionals into automation service providers. If you like to become one or find out more about what an automation service provider is, please visit allsystemsgopodcast.com and click on the link to get more information. If you're new to the podcast, make sure that you listen to this episode in its entirety, subscribe, and share. At the time of recording, the All Systems Go podcast is free to subscribe to. So if you have been listening for a while and just haven't subscribed, now is the time. Click the button, subscribe. We're available in all of your main podcasting apps like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can subscribe on YouTube. Every Thursday, we release new episodes. So make sure that you're subscribed. And thank you in advance for your 5-star rating and review. In this episode, I get to sit down with a good friend of mine. I consider Janet a good friend, Janet Cafadar, and she helps fearless women working 9-to-5 build their online business empires after dark to truly go after what they want. I initially ran into Janet when I was running the podcast at Active Campaign. We stayed in contact, and I figured I have to have her on to peel back some layers on how she goes about automating her coaching business from sales to fulfillment. I give her the floor to touch on how she's attracting and qualifying leads and how she's closing them. There's a lot of coaches that listen to this podcast, and a lot of you have coaches for clients. I want you to listen to Janet paint a realistic picture of what you can automate, what you shouldn't, as well as how to keep things simple and streamlined. Simplicity is the key to this podcast. All right. You will grow and learn to appreciate her lean approach to scale. And once you see how effective it is going to be extremely hard for you to deny doing the same in your business. So enjoy this conversation between Janet and I. Janet, welcome to the podcast. Glad to reconnect. This is actually round two for us. round one to freedom, but round two officially on us on a podcast together. So how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm well. I am kicking it, breathing, alive, you know, blessed. Everything is good.
Yes. Yeah. We had a chuckle before this, listeners, because Janet is on the opposite side of the world as me in Australia, and it's freezing cold there. And here in Chicago area, it's just now really getting hot. And we took the hoodies off and the boots and all of that, you know, a couple months.
I got mine back on.
You guys have it back on. And this probably could have been an entirely different podcast episode. We were also talking about the marketing trends that we're seeing now that COVID is opening up, or I should say the economy is opening up. And some people who didn't see effects on their business on the front end of COVID are seeing some of those effects on the back end. So it's funny because it just shows you just the dynamic nature of marketing. And how you just always have to be in tune with what's going on in the marketplace and in the world, you know, that can impact you. So let me get into it. Janet, introduce yourself. Give the listeners a little bit of insight on who you are and your business.
Sure, absolutely. My name is Janet Cafadar. I am an online business coach and visibility mentor for women of color coaches, so emerging coaches. And so if you're not sure what WOC means, it's women of color. And so I just have to say that because not everyone gets it. And that's completely fine. I am originally from the UK, from London, but I live here in Australia. I've been here for about 12 years now. Yes, 12 years. And I'm a mama of 3 kids under 10. So it's busy for me. Life is busy and I have a business and kids and, you know, school practice, you know, all the things. So so that's what I do. That's where I hang out. So if you're wondering what's wrong with my accent, that's what it is, because it does fluctuate between the two.
A so, little bit of London, a little bit of Australia. Where is she from?
Exactly. And so many people ask, I can hear an Australian accent in there somewhere. I'm like, yeah. I know. I've been here a long time. What do you expect?
yep. So you're a coach. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I know that our listeners will find out is that you do process. And you do project really well.
Yeah.
And you're a nerd. So tell me this, what was your introduction into technology? And what was that point where you realized, hey, I want to like do this at a high capacity for my business? Like, I think technology is it. What was that moment for you?
Yeah. So before I even got into coaching, which I did about 3 years ago. So this coaching business is new-ish, even though I've been on these streets for like 8+ years. But so the business that I had before, I had a course creation agency. So I used to help. So what I did was I helped people create online training programs, courses, but the curriculum side of things, it wasn't about actually the technology. It wasn't actually about the technology, what tools to use, all of that stuff. Yeah. But actually listening to some of your previous episodes and learning how, understanding what so many of the tools do and how I can provide them to my clients, I was like, I was actually doing that before. I didn't even know that was a thing, you know? What's the best course platform, et cetera, et cetera. So with my business at the time, it was just me, right? I had 2 kids under 5 at the time. And I was also pregnant. So it was, for me, it was like, I need to find a way to have more processes in the business, right? So that I'm not doing everything. I need to be able for things to go off to my team without me having to write a message or like that kind of stuff. And it just became a way of just working, right? Let's just systemize and get a process down. I was always really organized and past roles, past jobs and stuff. So that was never an issue. Like my brain could actually do that. But I could also take a look at the bigger vision of actually what I want that to look like. So that's how I started to implement that more in my business. I brought up team members. We were working on big projects for clients. So it meant that I needed to do some front end work with the client facing and, you know, making sure that they've got their strategy and they've got all of that stuff. And then it was like, how do we link the project management system, which is Asana at the time, to Active Campaign? How do we make them talk to each other so things can just go off at different times? So that's how we kind of started to build it, then brought on new team members. And it was just, now thinking about it, I'm like, oh my goodness, that was like a beast. I don't know how I did it single-handedly, but over time, you know, you start to do that. And then from there, I closed that business down. I just didn't enjoy it as much anymore, even though I technically removed myself from it. It was only just the initial kind of calls that I was doing with the client, potential client. Sales calls, and then I was doing not onboarding, but the strategy side of things, which I just loved. That was just the best bit for me. After that, I was like, I don't care anymore. You can go do the rest. Like I just didn't enjoy it. The team took care of that, but that was the bit that I enjoyed. And so, so I took basically after I folded that business down, then I took everything from there and just implemented that same kind of thing into my coaching business and same kind of way of operating. And I think that's always been the way. I've got three kids and I work from 9 till 3. I'm very clear about that. After 3 o'clock, they come in, the door busts open, it's on. I've really got to make sure that I'm working effectively and efficiently on the right things. And so that's how I am. And I just love like tools and technology and how they work and understanding, oh, that doesn't have as much flexibility, or it could do if you wanted to do X. Like, I just love that stuff. So it just speaks to me.
And you know what I love about your story is you used your situation or circumstance, whatever you want to call it, to be those guardrails to prevent you from going off into la la land and, hey, we could do this and what about that? It served as that good boundary to say, hey, look, you've got 6 hours and they're coming. So you better make 6 hours count, because once they're in this room, it's over. You may get a bonus nap or two, but then you got a few others that aren't napping. You know, the chances that everything is calm and quiet after that window. And I think what I've found for most entrepreneurs is if they don't have, you know, like the family setup or something like that, that does that, money does. Right. Mm. So they end up running out of cash or just having a lack of access to it. Yeah. It forces them to really operate lean and organized to get the most out of their time and their efforts. So will you tie that? We haven't even mentioned automation. You tie in technology to that and you can really get some things moving, which you have. So I want to talk about, because I know that there's a lot of people who listen to the podcast that are current coaches or aspiring coaches. And I'm in a few communities of coaches. And one thing that people are all just cannot get enough of is, how are other coaches doing it? Mm, right? How are they doing it in a way that's efficient? I shouldn't say just doing it, but doing it in a way that's efficient. So I wanted to take the time and just go over broadly. If anybody wants to know in detail, you guys, there's ways to do that. We'll provide links later. But I want to give people an oversight of just what a streamlined coaching business looks like, in a sense, right? So starting from who you serve now, you serve women of color who want to be coaches. Mm-hmm. That means there's some qualifying criteria that you're using on the front end, starting with your messaging, to make sure that the right people are coming in.
Yeah.
You don't want your calendar filled with people who just want to meet you, high five you, and tell you how great you are. You actually need that time to be very qualified.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
100%.
So talk about your marketing qualification process and how you go about that.
Yes. Yeah. So I'll back up a little bit before I get into that. So I run a really streamlined business. I have one offer. I have one offer that I sell. That's it. I don't have one-on-ones with me. Like, no one can get on my calendar. Like, oh, let's have one. No. If you're part of the program, yes. I have one group coaching program. So that means that every single action that I do leads to the program. So there's it stops me from like, well, I could create this something over here and I could create a sales page for this. And I already have sales pages. It leads for the program and that's it. So that really helps me. And that has been like my savior. If I didn't have that, I honestly would, I wouldn't be able to do it. I would have to have more people on board to do that. And that's actually not what I want. So what does running a streamlined coaching business looks like? It actually means having just one thing that I sell. And even for other people, focus on one thing. And that is hard.
That's so hard.
You know, like, I always have ideas. Like, ooh, I could do this. And I could do this. And then when I actually think about it and I think about the process and the automation behind it, I'm like, I don't love it so much anymore. Oh, no. That's work. That's a lot of work. So it comes, so with that, you know, being clear on, okay, having one offer that you have or one coaching program or just one thing to sell. That's enough work in and of itself, right?
Absolutely.
So if you start with that and you're clear on who it is that you want inside of the program, or who it is that you want to sell, and I mean like really clear, and that will come over time. Once you get that, so for me, it's very much you are a woman of color, you are either an emerging coach or emerging coach in the sense that you have gone through some sort of certification process, life coaching certification, personal development, whatever it is, you have finished, right? You finished that. So what I found a lot of the time was that, and this is a great problem that I had probably like 8 months ago, my calendar was full of calls. So I had a webinar that I would run ads to, people watch the webinar, they'll book directly into my calendar. And I was booked solid for like, apart from my own, you know, coaching call with my clients, all the rest of the time I spent on the phone. And I was like, this is not working. Like, this is working, but this is not what I want. And I found that a lot of the time people were still inside of their coaching certifications, or they were almost finishing up, or they had finished. And so I wanted, if they were already doing that, I just couldn't work with them. It's like, you need to finish that first. Let's move on. And then after that, then I realized, well, actually, it's the people who have already finished, who have already got a website, who have already tried to do a couple of things on their own, but they're just not sure what to do or how to go about it. And then that's when I realized, like, those are my people. So I actually put in like an application process. You have to have these pre-qualifiers first. You got a website, you got some sort of presence, you've done this or whatever it is. And then I go through, take a look, maybe have a little bit of a chat over email, and then you can book a call in my calendar. And that really helped. But besides that, I was like on the phone. I was like, this is not that it's not working. It's working, but I'm getting on the phone with not necessarily the people that I know that I can serve. They're just not ready yet. And so that really helped to kind of streamline that process. And ever since then, obviously the conversion rate has been higher because it's really the people that are getting on the phone that know me and like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, this is, I'm ready to take it further.
Yes. Yeah. And it's important because, you know, there's a lot of blind leading the blind, right? Online, somebody does something and you're like, ooh, I like that. I'm going to do it. And you don't necessarily know why. Mm-hmm. And I feel like lately with a lot of coaches, it's like application city. Everybody's got an application. Everybody's like, hey, this is the first step. And I get it because I know why you do it. But when I look at them, you could tell just from some of the questions.
Yes.
It's just like you can't.
That was get a template.
Right?
Yeah. That's a template. You just took that one, you just plunked that straight in. I see it too.
Right. It's like there's no way you can qualify me. And then, you know, the person I am, I'll enter in and put in my email address just to see what kind of follow-up. And it is what it is. But to hear, you know, Janet, everything that you do is so exemplary of how to approach just business and automation from an analog standpoint first, right? Because it's, you know, extremely hard to have one offer because you always have people asking for something else. And you're like, oh, what if I just create this little thing over here? And, you know, you can be creating these little things for a long time. And every little thing requires a whole lot of process.
Yep.
So it's like, all right, let me be careful. And then you go through, you have something that's working in magnetic, and now you've got all of these calls. So for you, it's like birth out of necessity instead of, you know, like thinking ahead, like I should do that because they're doing it. Like, no, you guys don't understand. My calendar was crazy. When I sat back, here was the criteria that I needed to know in order for me to make the best of both of our times. Mm-hmm. So now you do that. We've got a qualifying mechanism up front and they show up. They're on the call. Are you on those calls? Is your team on the call? What does the sales process look like?
Yeah. So after they book in a call with me, it doesn't stop there. So I'm really clear. Like, I had to really put some other criteria in place, right? Like for people to show up to the call, because you're not going to waste my time. Like that I'm not playing that game. You're not booking a call or applying or doing it, and then you suddenly don't show up. Like, please don't be disrespectful. Like, I just don't like that. So I'm really clear. Like, when they book that in, so that's with, I use Acuity Scheduling. they get an email. There's three things that they need to do. One, gives them the link to the call. Two, I tell them that there'll be a series of emails that will follow. Please make sure you read those emails and check them out. They'll really support you in understanding how the program works, how I work, all of that stuff. And, you know, and the third one is, please confirm. So reply to this email and let me know. No, to confirm this email. What is the question again? I can't remember. Anyway, they've got to reply back to the email to say that they're confirmed that they will 100% be there on that call.
Nice. Nice.
And so that gives me two things, right? So I know that they've read the email. That's the very last point. So I know that they've read that email. They've read everything there and they completed the action. If I don't receive a response from that person with probably 24 hours before the call, I cancel it. Simple as that. Because you haven't read the email and you haven't read it's in there at the very bottom. If I don't receive your response within 24 hours, I'll lovingly cancel it and that's it. And it just really, it sets the bar for how I work and what they can expect from me. And also it just take your business seriously. If you're serious about this, then you'll show up for the call. Simple as that, right? And so that's what happens then. And then after that, then they ActiveCampaign takes care of the rest of it and they receive like some questions maybe around maybe how they're feeling about their coaching business at the moment. I'll link to either past podcast episodes or even videos that I've done just to support them, get their mind thinking, right? And turning over before we jump on. And then when they do get on the call together, I'm always on time, unless you know, kids' situation changes. But no, I'm pretty much always on time. It's always, the calls are always booked half an hour after the kids have left, just in case something happens. And so it normally takes place my morning time, evening time for most of my clients. And that's it. And then it's me, like it's me getting on the calls. But by that time, that person has already known, they've already watched one of my webinars. And that's how they come through. I don't have any other lead magnets. I have my webinar. I have one lead magnet, one program. That's it. So I know where everyone's coming from. I don't need to like, where did they? I wonder where that lead came. No, I know. I know what they watched. I know where they came from. So, and then they have all of their emails. And so they know me already, and they're probably part of my Facebook group already. So it's more like a, hey, girl, I haven't seen you in ages. Like, it's more of like a chat and a conversation. So, which is how it is anyway. So, yeah, that's pretty much how it goes.
I just love the power of the simplicity that you're using, you know, and I say it both from a personal perspective as well as observing, you know, and it's so with stuff being so, when I say stuff, technology being so easily accessible. And if you couple that easy access with some know-how on how to build stuff, you become a builder. I mean, that becomes your primary thing. Ooh, let's build a landing page. Ooh, let's do this. Let's do that. And to hear how simple you have made things, I hadn't even thought about just how easy it makes tracking as well, because that's one of the top things. People are like, where are they coming from? What's going on? Because you commit, you go into the marketplace and you see everybody doing this stuff. Oh, they're doing this. I need 5 lead magnets. Oh, I need to be blogging every day.
Oh my God. I have anxiety. Just, I'm like, oh no. Just at the thought of it.
Yes, absolutely. So to hear the benefits of simplicity, right? Like, okay, look, you're coming in this way and then you're going in here and then now you're on the call. I must say, I think that one of the things that stands out about you is your willingness to say no. Like, Janet, just in this conversation, you said no in an automated way, right? A few times, right? Through it. And I love, it's kind of like how some people will do it on Upwork. They'll do a job posting and then at the very bottom, they'll say reply to this with this word so that you know that they read it. And you do something similar in your email, because if somebody is not going to take the time to read that email, you already know how they're going to show up. You already know they're coming in. They're going to rush. They're going to want to just demand and dictate how things go and just tell you what they need you to do. They're not going to take the time and really think through, read the other emails, you know, so it saves you that time and just that effort. Right. Yep. I've even taken it to the point where I found that certain personalities, Janet, don't do well in my program. Right. So I've got questions to identify personality and say, okay, if you could do this, which one would you rather do? Right. Yeah. And they're like, I would rather this. And I'm like, oh,
that's so coupled good. With,
right.
Oh, my God.
Right. Because then it's not like they don't know I'm qualifying them. They're just like, what would I rather? Right. And then with, you know, how long they've been in business and some other things, I can tell. Oh, you're that type of personality. And then definitely if they email me like, hey, where's the link? When the link is in the calendar invite.
Yeah.
You know,
I always get, I'm like, you didn't read it.
Right. You know who's going to be in the room before you go. So now we could just, hey, I can save you some time. Hey, go check out this resource. Talk to you later. You know, I'm going to cancel this for now. You know,
XYZ. Yeah. Exactly.
So this is great. You've got one of the things I wanted to ask you is on the front end. And everybody, I'm trying not to get too technical because I want you guys to understand the overview and just the power of process. But when they don't meet your criteria on the front end, are you doing some form of automated follow up based on tagging or those responses? Or are you just looking at everything or your team looking at everything manual that comes in?
Yeah. So when it comes in, I do look at it. So it's me that looks at it. And because I have that kind of automation and the setup already, and that a lot of my business just kind of runs itself, I have that time to do that. And so, and for me, where I want the sandpit that I want to play in is the sandpit where my clients are. That's what I want to do. Yeah. Right. Yep. So everything else has to kind of work in a way where that's not messing that up. So when the applications come in, I read through them, I look through them, do my research, I'm like, oh, it's a cool website, or, you know, and seeing what they're doing, seeing what kind of person they are before they even get on the call. Like, I know them before they even got, I know what their last post was on Facebook. And if it's a little bit like ratchet, I'm like, girl, I don't know. That's not how we kind of roll in this group, but you know, that kind of thing. So I know all of that stuff before we get on the call. And so when we do, I already kind of know what type of person they are. I know how they want to show up. Prime example, I ran like a challenge inside of my group, which I run every quarter. So that's besides my automated webinar, every quarter that's in my calendar that I do that. And it's just a fun thing to do. It's 5 days. It's about visibility and really helping my ladies step up. And so I remember seeing one of my clients' websites, and you know, when you see some website, and you know this, you like used to be a web developer, but you know, when you see some websites and it honestly takes your breath away, I was like, oh, whose website, who is this? Yes, like, what? It was just like great imagery, really great colors. The message was needed a little bit of refining, but it honestly took my breath away. And I was like, I've got to reach out to her. So she was inside of the group, inside the challenge, and I connected with her. And I was like, your website took my breath away. Like, it's just, it was incredible. And I invited her. I was like, just let's jump on a call. Let's see whereabouts you're at. And she became a client. She still is a client. But
love it.
It's that kind of thing that I want to do when I want to do that stuff, and I want to reach out to people and do that more hands-on stuff, because a lot is automated, but I want to be part of the front end of my business, because that's what I do. If people don't see me and everything is too automated, then it just, I think it loses it a little bit. And so that's, I want to make sure that the sandbox that I'm playing in is helping my clients and being there to support them. Everything else has to just disappear in some sort of way so that I can do that stuff. And so that's important for me.
Yeah. You know, Janet, as I begin to evolve and continue to grow and mature in automated marketing, I start to rely on it beyond what other people primarily go into it for, right? Hey, I want to automate sending emails and make money and take money online and grow and not have to do anything. But I've started to appreciate the automated delivery of information, mm-hmm. right? The fact that, like you said, somebody can send a fill in an application and then that information comes to you. I do stuff where at particular points in an automation, it'll send me their information. Hey, so-and-so just did this. I don't have to log in to Active Campaign or anything. It's right there, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to really appreciate that because it really is our advantage, right? So that when that time does come, whether it be a call or an email, we know them. We're already in rhythm with them.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel abrasive and you're not trying to say, hey, send them to a bot. You know, maybe the bot was prior to get some preliminary information and now it's a real conversation.
Yeah.
So that is, I don't think people can value information enough. And more than the information, it is the strategic and personalized use of it.
Yes. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
In your marketing.
That's important. And it's really interesting that you brought up a bot. I was having a conversation with a lady inside of my group. And she said to me, is this a bot? And I said, no, it's me. Like, it's really me. I was like really taken back. I'm like, oh my goodness. Have there been, so inside of my head was like, wait, has the whole process of like having conversations been so boticized, is that a word? To the people are even like resistant to talk to you because they think it's a bot. It's like, no, 100%, it's me. I can tell you what the time is right now. It's like, and I told her, she's like, okay, cool. I was like, that's terrible. Oh no. But I get it. I get it.
Yes, yes. All right. So capping it off, you've got the call, Active Campaign takes over. Now you're in fulfillment. We know it's group based. What works really well for you to keep things streamlined in terms of coaching and adding value to a group? People are coming in at different times. Mm-hmm. You cannot be at everybody's disposal in terms of their time. How do you officiate that combining of new people with existing people to continue to grow the coaching?
Yeah. You know what? That's actually one of my favorite things about the program is that people are at different points and it's so good. Yeah. So the great thing is that I have everything set up already. So for me, once someone says yes to sign up, that literally they process their payment and then I just walk away. The automation takes care of itself. From there, they'll get the email to onboard, to log in. They'll get login details. They'll get their intake form. They'll get their link to book in a call in my calendar. I don't need to do anything. Everything just shows up for me at the certain time.
Yeah.
They'll go along and join the group. They already know that they need to introduce themselves. So there's nothing for me to do after that point. So that means that when I am inside of the program, I'm very hands-on and I want to be, and I love that. So that means that obviously I charge a higher, you know, investment for clients to come and work with me, but I'm very hands-on. They can ask me questions. I can review anything. I'll review it. I'll get inside the document. I'll edit myself if I need to, provide screen recordings, give direct feedback. I can do Facebook Lives and stuff. Whatever it is, I can do that. Because I have one offer that I sell and I have that flexibility. And so sometimes the questions fall outside of regular nine to 3 o'clock, but that doesn't matter for me. Like it's actually okay. Like the actual working time when I'm at my desk is those hours. And so if I need to respond to something, I'll normally respond on when I'm sitting on the sofa before I go and watch something, or I can respond on the weekends. It doesn't matter because I actually have that time and space and bandwidth. It's not an issue for me. If it means like actually sitting at my desk and editing and stuff, I leave that until Monday and my clients know that, but everything's really laid out. So when clients come in at different points, they already know beforehand, I tell them on the call, you know, you'll be the new one of the newest members inside of the group. There are some ladies that have been inside the program for a year. There's some that have been in there for 6 months. But don't worry about that. Stay in your lane. It's me and you. It's me and you. You've got your other sisters there to support you, and that's all well and good. But don't get like, oh my God, I'm not where I should be, or look how far ahead they are. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It's all good. I've got you, you know, and I can be there to support them. That's my whole thing. Like, I want to see them succeed. I want to be there to help them get the results that I know I can help them with. So what can I do in my business to help me free up time to be with my clients, right? To play in that sandbox. And that's always where I'm coming at it from. Like, what can I do to make sure I have free up more time to do that? So I hope that answers your question a little bit.
No, that does. And it, you know, the power is you have the freedom to be as hands-on or hands-off as you decide, right? Yeah. Like, it's your business. You know the transformation that they need, right? You know where they're at. And as people continue to come in and these women continue to see transformation, now they become aides and agents of change for the new people. Yeah. And then it becomes something bigger than you could ever attempt to create, right? And it becomes more rewarding and fulfilling. But it's all because, Janet, you've taken the time prior to and really mapped this thing out, right? Really made sure, hey, look, when you show up, just know everything will be in place because I've already prepared for you. I'm not trying to catch up. They signed up. Hurry up. Let's do some stuff. And I think that comes off right in the customer journey from the point of contact initially up front to how you ensure that they're ready for the call, to how you show up personalized on the call, to the efficiency afterwards to get them into the program, and then the group environment. I mean, you look at that entire thing, you're not going to just be able to take Janet's business off the shelf and apply it to yours.
No, it doesn't. Right?
Because it really is an example of a customer journey that has been architected and aided by technology to automate where we can to make sure things are efficient and flowing smoothly. All right. This has been great, Janet. So people are listening. It may be some potential clients listening like, wait a minute, how do I find her? Where do I get more of her? So now is the time if you want to mention your website or anything, but where can people find out more about you, your programs? Where can they go?
Yeah, sure. So you can find me over at janetkafadar.com. That's my website. And that's K-A-F-A-D-A-R, janetkafadar.com, like Janet Jackson, I wish. you can find my my podcast as well, which is called The Truth About Show, which actually just talks about the real truth about having an online business. Not the lies that you hear on the streets, right? The real truth. I've been doing this a long time. So there's some stuff that just is complete rubbish. And I try and butt those myths and just speak right from the heart. So you can find that. You can find me everywhere on any podcatcher, but janetkafadar.com/podcast. You can find it there. And if you're interested in working with me or anything like that, you can go to janetkafadar.com/application. Application, and just go to the link and answer some cues, and it'll come through to me and we'll say hey. And tell me where you come from anyway, at least.
Yes. right and they can all experience the journey themselves. So,
exactly.
All right, we'll have all of those links in the show notes, everybody, so don't worry if you didn't catch them. We got you covered. Janet, great to reconnect.
Yes.
As always, on the podcast, we're connected offline and in various ways. And thank you for taking the time to jump on. Love everything that you're doing. All this success that you have, you are owed. You have earned it. it's always good to see people who do it the right way get what they deserve. So greatly appreciate it. Again, thanks for coming on to the podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Chris. Like, I am a long time listener of the show. And as I said to you before, everyone listening, like, Chris joins me whilst I'm cooking my dinner. So he sits on the shelf whilst I'm like standing at the stove. He's talking automation to me. So it's been great to be on. Thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you for allowing me into your home and allowing me to aid you in various ways. Greatly appreciate it. And I'll see you online, Janet.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to this episode. You know what? Sometimes things can be so simple, they're difficult. Can you imagine having one lead magnet? Can you imagine having one product and one pipeline or one funnel? And it may be hard initially, but when you put it in the context that Janet put it in, everything you create, you're creating process for. There's nothing that you just create and say, hey, oh, got a new product idea. Let me just create this product and sell it. No, what you just created was a whole lot of process. And it's those hidden things, the naivete behind the action, the idea that gets us in trouble. It's never just a Facebook group. It's never just another product. It's never just another presentation. There's all type of process behind it. And once you understand that, you'll start making your life easier and your path to scale will become a lot more simple. All right. So who needed to hear this? Who's overcomplicating it? Who's got too many lead magnets? Who's always got bright ideas that they're sending to their team to work on? Who is just struggling, staying focused, keeping their eye on the prize? Make sure you share this episode with them. And if you found value in today, make sure you subscribe. This is the time. Everybody, whether you're subscribed or not, or new or not, I should say, subscribe. Now's the time to subscribe to the All Systems Go podcast and leave your 5-star rating and review. All right. Here at Automation Bridge, we're dedicated to training digital marketing professionals to become automation service providers. This is the next version. The new age digital marketer knows how to navigate marketing and sales software, that terrain, and marry it with your business model and strategy to create systems that can be automated and deployed in your small business for rapid growth. That's what an automation service provider does. OK, so if you want to become one, again, we've made it easy for you to get access to that as well as everything else that you need by visiting allsystemsgopodcast.com. You'll be able to access the latest episodes, our Amplify My Automation package. This is the package that's dedicated to helping you learn how to put automated marketing and sales systems in your business or your clients over the next 6 months. We have a free Facebook group you can request to join, and you can also submit yourself to be a guest on the podcast as Janet did, or you can refer someone. All right, bring them on. Let me talk to them and let's make this amazing. You have a voice in the All Systems Go community. All right. And any resource or training that's mentioned on the podcast, one URL gets you access to it all. That's allsystemsgopodcast.com. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. And until next time I see you online, automate responsibly, my friends.